The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Sunshine. Sunshine comes from Jennifer Horn. Smile, Jennifer, for the
Hello.
Radio. Oh, there she is.
Happy Friday.
Ken Kessler is here on the Good Day program. You can smile Good. For everybody on the radio as well, Kenny. He is
Good morning.
Big, nice teeth. Jennifer has
those
big, nice
ding.
Teeth.
Do you see the shining coming from those teeth? Yep.
Are important. Okay, so Good Day program this week has been all about what's going on in America. You want to change that focus, Jennifer?
Yes.
All right, let's go somewhere else then.
You love Chinese. I like Chinese. You really do. They only come up to your knees. That might be rude. Yet they're always
friendly and they're ready to. You know, we could probably combine this with the chicken song. Mike, you know how long it's been since we played the chicken song?
Oh, Lord.
You
really?
Even have the chicken song, Ken? Michael, there?
Chinese chicken.
The Chinese chicken. All right, so anyway, let's get to China for some of the big news this week from China. Genuine General Tso's chicken. Genuine General Tso's chicken. The United States Department of Agriculture, full of geniuses, as you can imagine, has decided to allow Chinese chicken to come to America. Chinese chicken comes to America. Let's hear it. Oh, there they are. So how does that song sound in Chinese for the Chinese chicken?
Rock, 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 rock.
Rock, 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 rock. Anyway, the Department of Agriculture allowing Chinese poultry processing to ship fully cooked, frozen, and refrigerated chickens to the United States. Now, you can imagine how the folks at Tyson like that, and Purdue, and maybe your local chicken farmer as well. Food safety advocates have been predicting the announcement since the department approved the export of chicken raised in the United States to be processed in China. So what they're going to do is they're going to raise, listen to this, listen to this. We raise the chickens here and we ship them to China for them to process them and then they ship them back here.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem like it would be cost effective.
It's a little silly. But now, the
and how would you like to eat meat that's more well-traveled than you are?
So all kinds of places we can go for that. A meat miner at McDonald's.
I have a miner in meat.
Do you really? Yeah. Okay, so the McDonald's folks got caught up in a food scandal after a Chinese television station broadcast video showing workers in a plant in Shanghai doctoring labels on chicken and scooping up meat that had fallen onto the floor, putting it back into the
Please
process.
Stop. I swear my son, did you just hear me? I almost gagged on the radio.
Let's
live.
Have more of that here in America. That's what we need. Yep. So if you're a person who's wondering what your children are eating at lunch, school lunches this week, and there's
really,
chicken on the menu.
We're going to have to talk about them. My
oh, my God, these people are unbelievable.
He is actually.
Oh, my God, these people are unbelievable. How they come up with some of this stuff is more than one can possibly imagine.
Well,
where is there no common sense? What happened to America rules or anyway, what were you starting to say?
So since we're going to do the gross news and then we're going to be done with it for the day.
Are we? Makes you say that.
Did you happen to see about the guy who allowed himself to be swallowed whole by the anaconda?
Huh?
Has it happened yet?
I don't know. It's going to be for TV, but he's going to put himself, I think it already did, actually. He put himself into a snake safety suit, and he put a camera on, and he allowed an anaconda to swallow him alive, and he took film of it inside the snake's belly.
Oh, my God.
He had a safety hook, like, around his ankle so they could yank him out in case he went too far down.
And my cereal's starting to taste funny.
Yeah. Ew. Okay, we're done. Those are the two gross stories today.
All right, Michael, let's go back to China, shall we? Do you want to bring us back around and get our focus
back? Hold on, let me get my passport out.
All right, so now there's news from Twitter, Kenny. Twitter says it will open an office in Hong Kong early next year.
Are they allowed to tweet in China?
Well, that's the thing. They're banned from operating in China, have been since 2009. The Chinese are fearful that it could be used to organize protests against their government. However, Twitter says it wanted to tap into the next phase of its growth in the Asian region by expanding to Greater China.
Huh.
The office will house sales staff and there's Google office in Hong Kong, Facebook office in Hong Kong. So why shouldn't there be a Twitter office in Hong Kong? What do those offices do? They look for people in Chinese companies. They look for companies to sponsor what it is. Most of the major business countries have these offices, not necessarily because they want you to use the product. They want to sell advertising to people there who want to get to American interests or interests around the world. Isn't that true, Kenny? Am I right on that or not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So with all these internet users and mobile users and social media users around the world and in Asia as well, whether if China says no, that doesn't mean anything. The Japanese are using them all, I mean, everywhere. So the Chinese want to be behind the Twitter ball, that's fine. But I just I find
now, would they have their own version of Twitter, or would they be getting our version of Twitter?
Well, again, it's not clear that they're even going to try to. They have said in China you can't use these various social media, but the offices have been set up there. Especially Hong Kong is a fairly stable place to do business. So these people are looking to sell. They have their sales offices there to sell the commercial interests in China, Chinese companies that want to do business around the world,
right.
They want to sell them advertising. So whether people use it or not there for their purposes, like we have our Facebook account, facebook.com/good day, Twitter and good day. Yeah, they're interested in, well, look at those various sites. You see a lot of advertising. That's what they're interested in.
You know, that brings up a good idea. We should open up a good day office in China.
I think you're right about that.
We could have Michael, like, be the bureau chief or something.
I'm on board.
Michael wants to be, you're going to do that, really, Michael?
He's on board. Look, you do it.
Really? All right. So, anyway, it's been a long time since we focused on what's going on in China. The state media over there, the fact that China seems to be learning some precious lessons from its move to clear up the smog-ridden skies ahead of the International Summit on Air Control. The internet users over there have coined a term called APEC Blue, APEC Blue. The folks in Beijing pulling out all of the stops in their effort to greet visitors with blue skies for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Meeting and Forum. When the Chinese president hosts leaders from the U.S., Russia, Japan, other countries around the world, and this is a six-day event. It's taking place, I think, next Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it? Or is it going on? Is it this week or next week? It's one of the two, but they were working hard, and I don't understand how they're... Maybe this gives fuel to the rumor that the Chinese are seeding the clouds, trying to influence the weather, because the government went all out to trigger what they hoped would be the clearest skies ever over Beijing.
I wish we would seed the clouds here.
Well, they did put in, I'm not being facetious about this. They put
I know,
in,
they did some chemical stuff.
Yeah, right, exactly. They have particulates in the air over there. Remember when I told you the story when I was in China, and it's now been, I think, 10 years since I was there, going into I was on a government-sponsored jaunt. They paid me to come over, do my program for a week, go visit. I had a driver, and I had a car, and I had a translator, and I just went around everywhere in three or four different cities to see what went on. And I remember in one of the cities, I don't remember the name, getting out of the car and looking up. I mean, it was raining junk. The sky was so clouded, you couldn't see the sun, and yet, supposedly, according to the weather, it was a clear day. This is the kind of, now, Beijing's not that bad because they worked on it, kind of like Los Angeles has worked on what...
Yeah, the air is much cleaner.
Air used to be like versus what it is now. Mm-hmm. And so they're doing the same thing, but they had to hurry it up because of this meeting in Beijing. So I thought that was kind of interesting. They've had to defend what they did, or at least they seem to be trying to defend what they did in order to clear the skies. Okay, so also with China, the Chinese and the Japanese, Jennifer, reaching agreement to ramp up high-level contacts. They have been not, shall we say, they haven't been getting along. This is probably an understatement. They haven't gotten along for a long time. There's this, where, could you imagine us not getting along with Canada?
No, that would be so much pressure all the time.
Well, that's how close physically these, I mean, they're not border because there's a little bit of water in between them. But they haven't, well, you know, a lot of people think simplistically in our country that all Asians have slanted eyes, they all talk the same language, and they all are different than we are. Really. Look at the difference between, and this is fascinating. Look at a Japanese person, look at a Chinese person, look at a Korean, for example, or Vietnamese. If you want, Cambodian. And there really are. Some of them are subtle and some of them are stark. The difference is in how they look. Their hair, face, that sort of thing. And yet we here in America all tend, well, not all of us, but there is a tendency to lump all Asians as there is a tendency to, I guess, all Hispanics, right?
There's right. I think that's how our brain categorizes things. Just like they probably put all white people together.
You think?
You think? Yes, I think.
Well, no, I'm not being facetious.
Yeah,
you really think that's the way they think?
Absolutely. I think that's how our brains are just automatically, that's how they work. They kind of lump things together like that.
I hadn't thought about it that way. All right, so Ken, you got some action at facebook.com/good day, Twitter, good day, a lot of social media action. We made our reference to it, so in a few minutes, maybe the bottom of the hour, when we come back again, we'll have a focus on what you're saying about some of the issues of the week. How's that for a swell idea? It's 19 after the hour now. You're listening to Jennifer and Ken and Doug discuss the issues of the day on the Good Day program.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in a trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-993-1986. 1-800-993-1986. Call 1-800-993-1986. 1-800-993-1986.
Brand new. Big names to fall for. Kohl's has great savings on big names in outerwear. Get the family ready for cooler weather and save on brands like Columbia, Dockers, Carter, and many more. Plus, visit Kohl's.com to get a Yes Pass for $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. See store or Kohl's.com for details. And save even more late Friday and early Saturday. Find great deals on big names in outerwear for the whole family at Kohl's Veterans Day Weekend Sale. Friday and Saturday. Find your Yes. Kohl's.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer. Good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Who shot Bin Laden in the next half hour of Good Day?
with autumn in the air. It's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we have AC/DC music in the background to bring to the foreground the story of Phil Rudd, who's the drummer for AC/DC, who was charged with attempting to procure murder. Well, not so fast, says Mr. Rudd's lawyers. Apparently, they have had to withdraw the charges. He appeared in court yesterday charged with attempting to hire people to kill a couple of guys. He was charged with possession of meth and possession of cannabis and that kind of stuff. His lawyer said that the solicitor withdrew the attempt to procure murder charge after meeting between the lawyer and police. They didn't have any evidence. So this took place in Australia, I guess, didn't it, on Wednesday, Kenny, if I have this right?
It was in New Zealand.
Oh, was it New Zealand? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Same thing. Close enough.
Yeah. I just find it interesting how the legal system works in other countries. So he's clear at least of that. He apparently hasn't been cleared of having some marijuana with him and some meth. I find looking at a picture of his face that hard to believe. You never see a face like that, right? Looks like he's been run over by a roller coaster.
And then back again.
All right, exactly. All right, Bruce Springsteen in the news today. One of the most recognizable voices in the world, Bruce Springsteen. How much would you pay for a guitar, Jennifer, that was played by the boss?
About $10, probably.
Really?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I can't play the guitar.
How about an hour lesson on how to play his guitar?
Okay, that would be fun. I'd probably pay like $100.
How about a lasagna dinner at his house?
Now we're getting crazy. At his house?
Yeah.
With the guitar lesson or
yep.
separately?
Yep. Nope. All of it together.
$150 tops.
Really? How about a ride in the sidecar of his motorcycle?
Never. That's just lame and embarrassing.
Really?
Huh. What am I, a dog? Come on.
Auctioned off a couple of these packages at Stand Up for Heroes, which is sort of a conglomeration of comedy and music following the New York Comedy Festival. the Bob Woodward Foundation, looking to help military service members and their families after they come home from the service. I got to tell you a story about this kid that's working for me and what went on or what goes on when he's on duty and where he was in Afghanistan. Don't let me forget that, okay?
Okay.
Anyway, let's see here. The amount of money that was bid for this, $300,000.
Wow.
How do you like that?
That's a little more than me. I think they would beat me.
Yeah, $300,000.
Wow.
That's kind of a cool thing.
You have to have a lot of cash to put down $300,000 for that.
Yeah, right. You do. But that's, there are a lot of people who have a lot of money and they want to have access to the stars, and so they're happy to pay it. I know a fellow yesterday who bought a 19. What would have been the big year for the Shelby Cobras? Mid-60s, right? 66, 67, 68 in there, 69. I think this was a 69. He found a Cobra. Fellow in Vermont had a Cobra in his barn. Hadn't been touched, dusty, dirty. This guy paid $500,000 cash.
Wow.
For one of those Cobras. It's just amazing. All right, so now that I've done all that talking about the singers, we don't have time. Let's do one late-night show spot with Conan O'Brien, shall we?
Bob Dylan's grandson is going to release a rap album next year. Yeah. The album is titled Yo, 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 I'm Bob Dylan's Grandson.
I'd play the Seth Meyers cut too much.
It's been announced that a Union soldier who fought at the Battle of Gettysburg in the Civil War will be awarded the Medal of Honor by President Obama over 151 years after his death. Even better, he finally got an appointment at the VA hospital.
You know,
I don't laughing at that.
I don't either, especially with this kid that works for me, what he told me about the VA yesterday. Oh, my God. All right, anyway, we'll pause now and then back with Who Killed Osama Bin Laden here on Good Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, whether at the high school, college, or professional level, what should the protocol be when a quarterback or any player seems dazed after a hard hit?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course companionship. Now let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive! And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today.
Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Lowry. Next to sexual assault, the big issue in the NFL and in college football and in high school football is who gets to decide when a dazed player should be taken out of the game because of a concussion. What's the best protocol?
It's a big problem. I'm with many football fans where I'm now suffered kind of this cognitive dissonance where I enjoy the game. Every night, almost, there's either an NFL or a college game on now, but realize it's tremendously destructive, not just to the bodies, but to the minds of the young men playing it. And I think you need to have some sort of neutral arbiter at every single one of these games making the decision when someone gets their bell rung, because the coaches are just too vested to make decisions that really have the interest of these young players at heart.
I think what Rich said would make it much more possible, much more likely that many more parents would want to see their kids play football. I think if you had somebody there who was a neutral person who could say, that's it, players out of the game, we'd be in a much different place than we are now. I think it ought to happen at the college level, the high school level, and the NFL.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from Guns80.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants, and the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to guns80.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built, I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to guns80.com. That's guns80, guns80.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
The eye opener or ear opener special Friday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, November the 7th. Jennifer Horn joins you for conversation stimulation. Ken Kessler as well. Kenny, I asked you to sort of go through what's going on social media-wise, maybe a summary of things that have come in this week. More recent things, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day, because usually that's about things that folks are talking about, right?
Oh, yeah.
In the main, in
lots
general.
Lots of comments about the election.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning also we posted on Facebook the top 10 talk topics of the week from Talkers Magazine and asked for your comments and what's most important to you. And so far, just one there. Jay says, I can't believe a glory hound seal would violate his words of honor.
Mm, that's the number 7 issue this week on the countdown. Yeah, Kenny says, and this is something we like because it sort of gives us the fingers on the pulse sort of reality as to what we have gleaned, Kenny and the producers of this program, and also the folks at Talkers Magazine that go through a lot of the talk, the stories of the week, the shows, the stations, that sort of thing. And that's how they come up with the list. The number one item this week, as you might imagine, was the election. Actually, the top 3 stories were all about the election and election realities, and then the battle against ISIS, and the executive amnesty issue, Ebola, and yeah, number 7 has to do with this Navy SEAL. That's the question. Who actually killed this? Now 2 who are coming forward. I read the account for the first time this morning. There were 2 soldiers apparently who pumped bullets into bin Laden's body. One of them shot him in the head, and another one walked up to him, and he was still twitching, and they shot him someplace else. That's a little gory for this hour of the morning. Mm-hmm. But is that more or less the story, Kenny?
Yeah, that's what I've gleaned from the interviews and stuff.
Yeah. So then, this guy Bissonnette, I wouldn't think anybody would want to take credit for this, because the fact that they're going public
Yeah, never mind, everybody knows now.
Right. Never mind the the fact that there's a honor among them and they're supposed to keep everything to themselves. But you put a target on your back by saying, I killed bin Laden. Al-Qaeda operatives looking for you and or your family or anybody you're close to. I would think that's what's going on. So is it O'Neill or is it Bissonnette? That's the question. And apparently both of them had a hand in this, right? Bissonnette is the one who wrote the book under a different name. But isn't he the one that came forward? He was the first one identified. And now this guy O'Neill says that he did it. Why would you do that? Why would you put yourself as your ego that strong? I mean, there are all kinds of things that would say, don't do it to me if I were the guy that shot him. But is that common sense or not? What am I missing here?
Yeah, I wouldn't want anybody to know.
Mm-mm, not at all. All right, so anyway, you can decide for yourself who you think. You read the accounts and figure it out. There's several different aspects to the story, and that's one of them. Okay, what else, Kenny?
Lots of comments about the election. Travis says, congratulations to America once again successfully shuffling the chairs on the deck of the Titanic.
Shuffling the chairs. Same old face. Look at Mitch McConnell. Most worn out face other than Harry Reid. Nancy Pelosi. Same old haggard faces. Boehner, does he maintain his control? I guess he probably will, right? Anybody coming along behind him who wants to bump him off?
He doesn't have anything to worry about right now.
No, but that's really the sort of thing, because you think this is back to American thinking. All people who have an R behind their name are exactly the same, right? All people who have a D behind their name, exactly the same.
I don't think so anymore.
Of course it isn't.
This week especially gave you some new looks at people that have R's by their names that you wouldn't normally expect.
Right. And we liked the fact that there were...
Absolutely.
This is something that changed the way some people are thinking, because there are some folks who just looked at the Democratic Party and they see nothing. And used to be, look at the Republican Party and you see nothing. So they'll go back and forth, the transformation, they want to survive, they look at who the voters are, Democrats go after Hispanics and minorities and yada, 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 and they make a coalition out of that, and now that seems to be weakened somewhat, according to some. If you listen to these pundits, and it's just so much gas. Oy. All right, what else, Kenny?
Preston says, progress of any kind would be a huge step forward, but I don't see it happening with McConnell and Boehner running things.
Amen to that, brother. Let's see how they actually perform and cut their legs out from under them. But there's no, that's what I just said, same old faces. Next.
Charles says, fried chicken tastes even better after the Democrat defeat.
I don't get that. What am I missing?
He's happy
about
it. Everything
is better.
Everything's
better. The sky is bluer. Air smells cleaner.
Not if it's Chinese chicken. Yeah, I'll pass on the Chinese chicken, thanks. What else?
Also, on our Facebook page, I posted yesterday's video. I don't think we got to talk about it, but it was about a rapper in Florida who made a name for himself with his viral video, but it wasn't the way he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting a photo shoot standing on a seawall, and then a big gust of wind blows his hat off, and he reaches for it, and exactly what you think happened.
Kaboom!
Yep.
Down to the sea of ships. Actually, we did talk about it in the sixth hour of the program yesterday, because the guys who were on with me down in Tampa, Clearwater, we're familiar with the bridge and where he was. So I talked to them if you want to hear the story. Hour six yesterday. But it is kind of the guy's name is Presto Flo. You're
right.
Interested in rappers, Jennifer. Do you know who Presto Flo is?
Never heard of Presto Flo,
right.
No.
So you want to chuckle, check out the video of the day.
I've heard of Lava Flo.
Yesterday.
He's a Hawaiian rapper.
Mm-hmm. Did you see that story this week about the lava in the cemetery? In Hawaii, you know, there's been that big, huge volcano and all the lava and the activity. And it miraculously spared a headstone of one family in a cemetery. What does that tell you? Isn't that you look at the
picture.
It
tells you that God really liked them.
Look at the picture posted at DougStephan.com and read the story about how this all took place.
Yeah, there was a woman who was putting flowers at that headstone, at that
mm-hmm.
grave,
mm-hmm.
a day or two before, and she was thinking this would be the last time because the lava was coming.
Yeah.
and it took out everything else in that cemetery, but it went right around that one grave.
Yeah. What do you think about that? And they have some other sort of silly moments from this past week. You may have seen the story about the Californian authorities who evacuated homes, blocked off a street for a number of hours while investigating reports of a suspicious package. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Turned out that the this package contained Mexican jumping beans.
Those are weird. I'm sorry. They're like worms, aren't they?
Well,
aren't they worms like hatching worms. Those Mexican jumping beans?
Are they? I don't know.
I really think so. Ken, do you know?
Ken knows all.
No.
Fond of knowledge.
On. What?
Sorry.
Doesn't
I
know?
Are
oh, my God. No. Kenny doesn't jumping. Know something?
Mexican, I thought it's like a moth larva or something.
Oh, maybe
that's
what
there.
It is. Mexican.
Or seed pods.
They
start to get
yes,
warm,
the larva of a small around. Moth. Very good. Look at you, Ken. Did you wiki that?
No.
Really? That's what it is, though, right?
They're native to Mexico. They're seed pods that have been inhabited by the larva of small moths. The bean, usually tan to brown in color, jumps when heated because the larva spasms in an attempt to roll the seed to a cooler environment to avoid dehydration and consequent death. This is disgusting.
Really?
They're from some shrub called Sebastiano Paviana or something. They're not related to actual beans, so don't worry.
So don't cook them up.
Right.
But, oh, and here's good news. The beans are considered non-toxic, but are not intended to be eaten.
Really? All right, so here's another silly
I've
story.
I've given up larva for Lent.
Have you?
Yes.
When the Lent doesn't happen for a while, though.
That's
good
okay.
Luck.
It's a permanent Lent.
Forever.
The armored car.
Oh, I'm sorry, what? Boston?
No, if I were doing Boston, it'd be an armored car.
Yeah, armored car.
Armored
Boston.
Car caused quite a traffic jam on a highway in Maryland this week, dropping a bag of cash.
Darn it.
Causing the driver...
I always drive at the wrong time.
To scramble to try to grab some of the loot. You can imagine. Yeah, most of it has not been turned in yet. That's the opposite from the story we had, was it last week or this week, of the police officer in California who found the bags of cash on the highway and brought them. Yeah. It was private interest, though. It wasn't like it fell out of an armored car or something. Was that this week or last week, Kenny? I'm trying to remember.
I think it was last week. The officer found the bag. It didn't look like something that had fallen out of a Brinks truck.
Right. So did she get a reward after all of that?
I haven't seen anything about it.
I'm sure. I haven't heard, but I'm sure. Come on. Yeah. You do the right thing, you should get a little something.
Doing the right thing. All right. So if you're looking around, I'm just sort of scouting and...
You're scalping?
I'm scalping.
That's out of style. I just wanted to warn you.
Oh, really?
People don't like that anymore.
I don't like that anymore.
Used to be fun Friday night, but no.
I'm looking around at some of the things that we've had on the web. Because of the election this week, everything sort of got cockeyed. And we didn't spend a lot of time talking about a lot of different things because it was all elections, certainly for what, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday... was pretty much all about the elections, wasn't it? We had a few things here and there, but we lost out on some of the really cool things that are going on. So I'm just sort of refreshing my mind with some of the things that we find, and that's really the value, at least part of the value at DougStephan.com, of what our research finds, things that you won't necessarily hear people talking about elsewhere. And it's kind of fun stuff, most of it. It's important stuff, some of it. It's there, and why not call your attention to it, right? Now, one of the things that's also there at DougStephan.com is the story, of BuzzBox Coffee. Jennifer, you get your BuzzBox Coffee.
Drinking it now.
Good for you. I'm looking at the list of people who every month I get sent a list of people who have gotten onto the bandwagon. You don't know what I'm talking about? Go to DougStephan.com. Look at any of the pages there. You see a big orange box, not a red orange box. It says Buzz Box on it. And you click onto that, and you can see the story of why I'm involved, what Buzz Box is all about, where it comes from. But the most important thing is, why would you like it? There are a number of people who have different reasons for signing up, but it all starts with the flavor and the taste and the smell of the coffee. You sign up for it. Very simply, very easily, by calling 866-456-7805. The official coffee of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. It is perfect in terms of aroma and taste. It isn't the cheapest coffee you'll ever buy, but it is the best. And that has been something that people have agreed to. Let's see, here's Sherry Hartwell in Honolulu, who signed up. Eric Gully in State College, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Eric. Mark Hannah in Jacksonville. Let's see here. Kevin O'Brien in, I think, down in South Texas someplace here. If I can read. The print is so small on these things. They need bigger glasses, Kenny. Anyway, the point is that lots and lots of people every month are going onto this bandwagon because they hear me talking about it. And so you can join the thousands of people who have signed up now by going to 866-456-7805. Choose regular or decaf for your free pound of, yes, the first pound is free, of BuzzBox coffee. And so there are different kind of roast. Michael, the stuff that you've gotten there at the network, have you chosen the same each time, or did you try different ones each time?
I don't think they give us a choice. I think once they ask for a certain kind, that's what they keep sending.
Oh, okay. Anyway, you like whole bean or ground up, you'll get what you want. It's a great system. And you start by going to 866-456-7805. Or you can, as I said, go to DougStephan.com, click on the orange box on any one of the pages, and just sign up for it. Taste the difference. And the first month is free. You pay a couple of bucks shipping and handling, and that's it. Help yourself to BuzzBox Coffee. It's the Good Day BuzzBox Coffee program that you want to ask for when you call 866-456-7805.
This is Ann.
Smells good.
From the bakery to the market, morning after morning. For Ann's restaurant, the best special starts with today's freshest catch. That's why she stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help her engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. Because Ann's already got enough on her plate.
Order up!
Ann is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
I try to find the right one, but it seems like they all just have one thing on their mind.
Having only one thing on your mind can be a good thing when you find that special someone. At Geico.com, that someone is a car insurance policy, and the only thing on its mind is being your soulmate. Depend on easy online tools for paying bills and managing claims. Picture a life of savings as you gaze into the eyes of a free rate quote. That's our go-to move. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Princess Cruises, one of the most famous names in seagoing vacations, is celebrating its 50th anniversary. And to commemorate this important milestone, the company is honoring the iconic TV show that first introduced viewers to Princess Cruises and cruising, The Love Boat. The Love Boat premiered nearly 40 years ago and became one of the highest-rated and longest-running series on television. The show was first shot aboard the Sun Princess back in 1977, and now the six original Love Boat cast members have reunited to serve as godparents for Princess Cruises' newest cruise ship, Regal Princess. Gavin McLeod, who starred as Captain Meryl Stubing.
I'm thrilled to join my former castmates to christen the new Regal Princess before its maiden Caribbean season. I couldn't be happier that the Love Boat has played such a big role in Princess Cruises' history. And now we get to celebrate the company's golden anniversary.
Princess Cruises will celebrate its 50th anniversary with a number of onboard festivities and special cruise vacation offers. Find out more by visiting princess.com.
Hello, gorgeous. Bare Minerals just won its 10th Glammy Award for Best Prestige Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials of Bare Minerals makeup to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup, plus a free 5-piece makeup set. For yours, call 1-800-936-1480. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Bare Minerals Foundation gives you flawlessly beautiful coverage with a no-makeup feel, and it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. No wonder it's won 10 Glammys in a row. And now you can try Bare Minerals makeup for yourself. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals makeup and fallen in love with their skin again. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-936-1480. 1-800-936-1480.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Teasing our way into Tech Talk time, Jennifer and Kenny and I here to deal with several different issues as much as we have time for it. A couple of good stories, actually, tech stories at DougStefan.com today. But we start out, as usual, in our Tech Talk time with commentary from Shelley Palmer, who is our technology reporter. Today he's going to talk with you about a new feature on the Sony PlayStation. So heads up for that coming right up here on Good Day.
This is Nick.
Yo, Nick. Hey, what's up, man?
From beach to classroom, early mornings, 5 days a week. That's why he stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help his engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. So Nick's mornings go a little easier. At least until his students get to class.
Take your seats.
Nick is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, the most recent update to Sony's PlayStation 4 added several new features, but one stands out above the rest, SharePlay. SharePlay is sort of like a virtual coach. Plenty of games have online multiplayer, but SharePlay lets you play any game with friends, even if they don't have a game themselves. Tap the Share button on your PlayStation 4 controller and navigate to the SharePlay menu. From there, you can pass a virtual controller to any of your PlayStation friends so they can join your game. Even better, if you're stuck on on a particularly hard level of a game, you can pass them your controller. That way, they can show you how to beat the section, and also prove how much better at video games they are than you are. SharePlay isn't without its limitations, though. It can only be used in 60-minute bursts, and games can get laggy even if you have a good internet connection. Still, it's a remarkable feature and a true highlight of next-gen gaming. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Cloud may be just another overused buzzword, but the cloud is an effective computing environment that can save your business time and money. Barracuda Networks is no stranger to the cloud. In fact, all of our security and storage solutions connect to the cloud for continuous updates and off-site redundancy. Barracuda's cloud also plays host to our email security, web security, file sharing, and e-signing services. We even offer solutions on Amazon's AWS and Microsoft's Azure public cloud platforms. To try any of our cloud-connected solutions free, visit barracuda.com/cloud.
So much has changed since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door. Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance? Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with Geico, we always had good car insurance.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Did you invest enough this year? A new report finds Americans feel guilty about not investing enough this past year, but are aiming to do more next year. Brian Osich with a focus on that.
The latest Bank of America Merrill Edge report finds a lack of investing in 2014 is inspiring 2015 goals. Aaron Levine with Bank of America.
Many Americans feel they didn't do enough this year for the financial future they desire. Millennials in particular feel they're held back from investing and saving more for retirement because of student debt. The good news, however, is investors of all ages are planning to make retirement saving a top goal in 2015.
The report also found a promising long-term financial focus from millennials.
With some uncertainty still surrounding the economy and job market, millennials are taking matters into their own hands by making investing and saving for retirement a top priority.
For more, go to MerrillEdge.com/report. That's financial fitness from Merrill Edge. Investment products are provided by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated and are not FDIC insured, may lose value, are not bank guaranteed. MLPFNS is a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC, and a wholly owned subsidiary of Bank of America Corporation. Merrill Edge is available through MLPFNS and consists of the Merrill Edge Advisory Center, investment guidance, and self-directed online investing.
This is Nick.
Yo, Nick. Hey, what's up, man?
From beach to classroom, early mornings, 5 days a week. That's why he stops at Exxon and Mobil for fuels that help his engine run cleaner, smoother, and with better fuel economy. So Nick's mornings go a little easier. At least until his students get to class.
Take your seats.
Nick is energy. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more information.
Story at DougStephan.com today about the Home Depot, the hackers that stole 53 million emails, in addition to the rest of the security breach. Worse than first off, 53 million of you who shop at the Home Depot, the customer email addresses they had for you, now the bad guys have. Check the story out.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.